This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
the suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Stepping on, stepping on, come on, mighty stepping on.
I'm ready to do some Mary Poppins right now. If you are Super Don and you're going to sing with me, do the Julie Andrews role.
I'm stepping it. Julie Andrews? Wait, what?
Was she not in that movie?
The
Mary Poppins?
Are alive.
Come on.
No, wrong movie.
Wrong movie.
No. Yes,
why are we opening with Mary Poppins? Come on, man. That's just weird.
Well, you know, here's the reason.
Okay. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show, everybody. This is not a Disney episode. There's a reason behind all of these audio clips. We just opened with
a star.
Right? Super Don just won the Super Bowl. Where are you going? I'm going to Mary Poppinsville. It is just crazy time in the media, as usual. And we're gonna go there right away.
It is. So listen, a couple of days ago, last week, I know there was a particular story that had been kind of getting at you, and this was the story about the Virginia governor and his yearbook photo and him being accused of having a picture in the yearbook of him either in blackface or in a KKK outfit. And we never really got to it, right? Listen, the race issue has been brought back up and is being talked about a lot in the media right now. And it was yesterday that I went over to the Drudge Report, which, yes, I will admit, I visit that site.
It's a good aggregator. Good aggregation.
It just is. And so I was scrolling through, and I'm looking, you know, this, that, whatever, blah, 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 blah. And then I come across this headline, and I looked at it, and I was like, wait a minute. Hold on.
I'm looking at it right now, and I'm going, wait a minute. This is fake news, right? This is pretend. Nobody would be this. I don't know what we call this. It must be an academician of some kind, because only there can they waste time like this and pretend stuff that is not relevant to anything that's going on today. I'm sorry, it's not. Mary Poppins branded racist by U.S. academic in blackface row over scene where she gets covered in soot. That's right. Everybody remembers Step in Time. That was like Bert, as in Dick Van Dyke, the chimney sweep. They did the big thing up above. You know, they come up through the chimney. They are all covered in soot. And now that has racial overtones that apparently nobody noticed until 2019. Right? We're all too much non-academicians here. To go back to your point of my outrage over the Nathan Governor guy in Virginia, I frankly could care less about his blackface lunacy in college or wearing a Klan's robe. I think it's stupid. It's in poor taste. Does it automatically make you a racist? Well, it's racially insensitive. But think about 1984, again, consciousness difference, especially if you were in the South and you were in a university level stuff, there was some racist stuff going on because there was, you know, that lineage of parents teaching their kids and on and on. And I witnessed this. I saw this, and it disgusted me. I mean, I wasn't brought up with that concept. Of course, my mom.
That stuff was going on in the 80s?
Yeah, it still went on
in
the 80s.
That shows you how different it is depending on where you are regionally in the United States, because where I grew up.
Absolutely, yes.
I mean, you never in a million years would you have seen anything like that. I didn't even know that sort of behavior even existed. I think of like the 50s or the 60s, you know, or something.
Listen, there's some Deep South hangover, right, that was happening then. Wow. And I was a transplant. I was, you know, my mom from Israel, my dad from Brooklyn, totally a stranger in a strange land as a youngin', but I love the South, the good things about the South. I'm not talking about that history, but specifically of racism. But Mary Poppins branded racist by, you know, and as I said, I want to reiterate this about that Virginia governor. I was outraged because the people on the left that claim outrage over every social injustice can't seem to find a lick of outrage over his comments about post-birth abortion, killing children, killing babies. And so that, you know, I put that perspective. It's like, you don't have a lot of credibility if now you're going to be upset because in 1984, this governor apparently moonwalked to Michael Jackson in blackface. I'm sorry, that just doesn't rise, and maybe that offends some of you out there more than it does me. And sure, it could be offensive, but is it necessarily something that is more intense and deserving of attention than killing babies after they're born? And so this is a New York Times coverage story, Professor Daniel Pollack Pelsner, and he's basically saying, you know, he's tying these things together that they use the term, don't touch me, you black heathen, right, referencing these chimney sweeps, which were looked at, and, you know, there's classism, right? They weren't black chimney sweeps. They're chimney sweeps who happen to be covered in soot. So the term black was not racial. It was in reference to what was on them.
Dude, you are being so nice about this situation.
I'm just,
I mean, look, folks, okay? Yeah. They were chimney sweeps. Yeah. That means they were cleaning chimneys. That means they got dirty, and the dirt was black. Now, that's not racist. Dirt is not racist. Dirt is black, okay? Or it could be brown. That's not racist either, okay? That's the reason why they were black, if you want to say that. They were dirty in the movie, okay?
Yeah, so, all right. We can dismiss this now, can't we? It's so absurd, but it ties what?
Yes, go ahead.
It ties into the use of the term white privilege. Now, who has said this recently?
Yeah.
White privilege. Privilege. This is collectivism. And that really, my friends, is the real source of evil. Lumping people together as a group. No longer are you an individual. So guess who trumped out or brought out the white privilege trump card, so to speak? None other than Senator Richard Dickey Pan, the pediatrician who never met a vaccine he didn't want to inject into every one of your children in California without exemption. And he's attacking medical doctors now for providing exemptions, which is provided for in the most ridiculous unconstitutional law of many that have ever been written in California. And that is mandatory vaccines without exemption if you're going to public school or private school. Unless you can find a doctor willing to write a medical exemption, but then Senator Richard Dickey Pan is now saying, it's because of white privilege. And you just, we've got to do something about this. These doctors. And let me see if I can read this. Let me read his quote. This is a quote by Senator Richard Dickey Pan. Creating a system to ensure that medical exemptions are scientifically justified isn't just a public safety issue. It's also imperative for ensuring that white privilege isn't given the imprimatur. You say it differently, Super Don.
Imprimatur.
Imprimatur. Of the medical establishment, using it to sidestep democratically enacted law. Now, there's so much wrong with this statement, this paragraph. First of all, democratically enacted law, this was purchased by the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Who of the American people in California, the California people, were clamoring for this bill after the Disneyland measles garbage? To violate your fundamental rights to not be medically assaulted or have your children not be medically assaulted. For them to say it's a public safety issue, Okay, I can stretch with you a little bit, but it's a public safety issue because they are lumping all of y'all's kids into the public and vaccinating them like animals. And what about medical exemptions? We want scientific justification for them too, but we first must have scientific justification for injecting children with toxic substances that have never been tested for safety or efficacy, according to the gold standard double-blind placebo-controlled studies. One, much less multiple. Hasn't been done, folks. So Senator Richard Dickey Pan is in the disadvantaged position of arguing against himself in this scenario. In terms of white privilege, I'd say don't get me started, but it's already too late. Is it just white people that are not wanting to vaccinate and are trying to get exemptions from physicians in California? Are there not higher rates of autism in black children? In boys particularly, we've covered this story through the CDC whistleblower, William Thompson, and the data that they trashed to hide the relationship between the MMR vaccine given on time or early to young African-American males. How about Asian children, Senator Dickey Pan, of your descent? There's a higher incidence of autism among young Asian children as well. Is it white privilege when they seek an exemption? And by the way, you want to remove the physician's authority to be able to write exemptions, and you want that to be put under the public health umbrella? Those conflicts of interest, the payments being made to the public health community via the vaccination rates going up, and in fact, there's conflicts of interest among the vast majority of the pediatricians who are vaccinating without exemption. Because if they get their vaccination rates up above a certain percentage, they get kickbacks. Conflicts of interest, economic, can you say it? Yes. Now, white privilege, what is white privilege? It's nonsense. Unless you believe every white person is the same, which is a racist construct, as just as racist as it would be if a white person said all black people are the same, all Asian people are the same. Your skin color is not who you are. My unique experience as a person who has less pigment than someone who does is unique to me, not a group of me, because there is no such thing as a group of me or a group of super dons. Racism is an evil construct, but it is born of collectivism. It recognizes you not as an individual, but as a group. My experience and your experience, if we're both of this Caucasian skin color, is going to be radically different because it matters what you are, who you are, what you bring to the table, what is your experience. And we might even say, bring in the concept of karmic debt. White, black, red, yellow, doesn't matter. You as an individual are going to have a unique experience in the creation that we all are sharing right now. And if you're going to lump me into a group or Super Don into a group or any of my best friends who happen to have more pigment than me into a group, you're a collectivist and you're more likely a racist than someone who doesn't recognize color but recognizes the content of your character.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Yeah, you can do it if you try.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that's spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, y'all, if you have a perspective on the white privilege of vaccine exemptions in California or elsewhere, I'd love to hear your perspective on it, especially if it differs from mine or if it adds to it. But the ludicrous claims of Senator Richard Dickey Pan, I mean, how is this guy even in Congress on on the Senate at a state level? Except it tells you how bad off California is at this point, that they would put up with this nonsense. We've got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It is Advanced Medicine Monday. For those of you listening and watching live, Dr. Rasha Bitar scheduled to join us on World Cancer Day. Is that what it is? World Cancer Day?
Today
we have
is
a whole
World Cancer
day dedicated
today.
Around the world to cancer.
That's
it should be Doctors Are Causing Cancer Day. That should be World Doctors Are Causing Cancer Day. And then you'd be at least halfway to getting people well, because they've stopped seeing dunderheaded doctors who poison people under the guise of helping them. That's just how I feel at this point. And Senator Richard Dickey Pan, I blame you. All right. Well, I you know, we've got a lot more we can say about that. We've got more talk about anti-vaxxer. I say ex-vaxxer, because anti-vaxxers were once vaccinating, and they've learned better. Unfortunately, in many cases, the hard way, why they don't want to vaccinate. And, you know, I point out the danger of Dickey Pan pointing out, yes, we're concerned about the scientific validations of medical exemptions, but really throw that back on Dickey Pan and people like him to recognize that there are no scientifically validated, peer-reviewed, double-blind, placebo-controlled studies showing safety or efficacy for any of the vaccines on the schedule or those that are not on the schedule. And I think that matters. I do think that matters. But we'll put a pause on that, and we'll go, let's go here.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
right, shifting gears to a question of the day. This one's coming from Judy. Judy, Judy, Judy. She says, I asked for advice a year ago concerning root canal extractions and wanted to thank you for helpful information and ask another question. See, she remembers she asked for advice and I said, I don't give advice. I don't give advice. I give you information. You get to make more fully informed decisions with that information. That's all. That's all we do. So here she goes. A month ago, I began to get a rash on my ankle, which turned out to be stasis dermatitis. Steroids and NSAIDs were the only offerings in the dermatologist's office, limited to a box. All I have tried is fresh aloe vera, calendula cream, and circulation exercises like rebounding. This is a vicious rash and will not go away willingly. Do you, and even Dr. Bitar, although he's on next hour, have suggestions? Well, listen, this really fundamentally comes down to the loss of integrity of the vascular system, particularly the venous system, blowing out your veins. This is very much related to the thing called varicosities or varicose veins, which is what? An abject silicon or silicone deficiency. Not silicone, I'm sorry, silica, silica. No one, we need more silicone breast implants. That's not what I'm saying. We need silica in our diet. We need 100% whole food silica. And that's where we get it from, the Alta Health product silica. We get that from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. So, Judy, if you haven't done this, three tablets, four times a day of the Alta silica. That's going to go a long way to starting to strengthen the vascular integrity that you've lost. Now, stasis means you're not moving. So if you had to be stationary, if you sit down all the time, you've got to find a way to move. That's why I'm glad you're rebounding, lymphatic brushing, lymphatic massaging. But really the key here is, how do we strengthen the vasculature? Eventually, this should, the dermatitis aspect should dissipate as your body is able to catch up with the pooling liquid that is, you know, escaping, if you will, from the veins that have lost integrity. And yes, you could use silver topically, but, you know, this isn't really a topical issue except that it's manifesting through the lymph and the skin and the circulatory system. So topical isn't really the answer. It's about internal. It's about restoring integrity of the internal milieu or environment. So, Judy, stasis dermatitis, silica, number one on the list here to restore vascular integrity. All right? Super Don, you got anything to add to that?
Nope.
No? I do not.
Well, you sit down a lot, so I worry about you sometimes. Simon says,
well,
stand up.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah. All right. Well, if RSB I did that, says, then you wouldn't be able to hear me. But
well, see, this is the why I do my homemade version of a stand-up desk. I have my little... what do you call these, footstools or little side tables? And I use them, and I put them up here for my stand-up radio. Because the rest of the time I'm sitting, getting up, standing, walking around. But when I do this show, I like to stand up. Occasionally I'll do deep knee bends, crunches. And what do you do when you go up on your ankles? You're doing like the calf raises? Yeah, those two. All right, Judy, do those and get back to me. See how you're doing after about 8 weeks of intense silicone supplementation. All right, when we come back, we'll talk about how do you become an anti-vaxxer. And what happens if you're an anti-vaxxer as a kid and you now want vaccines? Interesting stuff.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More Democrats are publicly asking Virginia Governor Ralph Northam to step down over his racist med school yearbook photo. Democratic Congressman Donald McEachin told NBC's Meet the Press resignation is his only option.
Look, he's lost the authority to lead
He's lost the authority to govern. He has to resign. It's in the best interest of the Commonwealth. It's in the best interest of the party.
Republican House Speaker Kirk Cox says taking action against him may not be the best course.
And obviously, on impeachment, that's a very high standard. And so I think that's why we've called for the resignation. We hope that's what the governor does.
Virginia's two senators and former Governor Doug Wilder are now calling on him to resign. President Trump tweets that Northam's actions are unforgivable. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We didn't talk Super Bowl hangover or aftermath Super Don. You called me and you were disappointed in the Super Bowl. And I was like, well, no, I didn't have that experience. And you know, I didn't have a dog in the fight. I was kind of, we predicted, I think, on our Sunday show, because, you know, it's inconsequential. I get that. But I think we all have to find certain ways to turn off, you know, everything that we're doing to unplug a while. And for me, that has been, you know, growing up with my dad, you know, we'd watch football, right? So with my kids, they could care less. And I joke, I complain about it. I don't really. I mean, it's not that important in the big scheme of things, but you got to find what works for you as far as the unplugging scenario. But for me, it's
his own,
right? Yeah, exactly. Everybody's got something we'd go, oh, that's inconsequential. Well, it isn't for that person or for the person playing or for the family. You know, we go on and on. But really, in the big scheme of things, I get it. It's not that big a deal. But it was for me, it was fun because I got to watch it with my buddy Hagen, Hagen Tears, you heard here on the show last week, and he's been on before, talking about the breakthrough in technology of the electron cloud that's being produced by the Key Technology. And he's a cool guy. Like, he's back, and, you know, he survived some amazing things. I mean, he was rounded up by the Russian military back in East Germany, where he grew up, on the Eastern Bloc, as a young boy, mm-hmm. because of the stuff he knew how to do. And they wanted him. And this guy is amazing. So there's stories you can't even imagine as an American. And I talked with my son. I said, son, when you were 14, could you imagine being taken away and put in prison by the military because they want something from you? And then being steadfast enough to hold out and not give it to them because you know the risk it would pose to the globe itself, and then find a way to escape? I mean, this is the kind of stuff. So anyway, he wanted to watch the Super Bowl. I said, yeah, come on over. So we had a great time. We made Super Bowl nachos. Everybody chipped in. It was for Aaron Burnett at CNN. It wasn't just my wife making nachos for the boys. No. And in fact, I think I might have opened my own fake beer.
Nachos? Your wife made nachos?
I know,
she wasn't put on this earth to make you
nachos. I still find that funny. But so, you know, it was like watching it through the eyes of someone who had never seen much football at all, much less the Super Bowl. And so,
well,
because
you were lucky.
But yeah, because it was a defensive game, it was slow enough where I could talk about what was happening and we could go through it. If it was like the 54-51 game, he'd be going, what the heck is going on? I can't keep up with this. He's used to soccer scores, you know, 3-2.
It was so boring. Because, yeah. I mean, I had a house full of – I wasn't able to sit on the couch. I had that many people here. I had to like, stand, right?
Yeah.
Because I was being the nice host, right?
Yeah.
And, yeah, I mean, full house, tons of food, you know, and all this stuff, like gearing up. Here comes the Super Bowl, you know, the two best teams in the league playing each other. This is going to be great. You know, end of the first quarter, 0-0. End of the second quarter, 0-0.
No, 3-3. 3-3. Come on. 3-0.
At the end of the second quarter?
3-0, I think. Yeah.
It was 3-0. Okay, so somebody scored a field goal, not even a touchdown.
It was the World Series. So, it was a baseball game.
And then the halftime comes.
Yeah.
And they had, what's the name of the band? Okay, Adam Levine.
Maroon 5.
Yeah. Maroon 5. And it was just like,
how come he got to show, his nipples and Janet Jackson?
Yeah,
couldn't?
Yeah, wardrobe malfunction. And then there's like these two rapper dudes, which I've never heard of before.
Big Boy and somebody else. I did like him coming out in the old Lincoln. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, whatever. Dude, I washed dishes during the halftime because I didn't care.
Right.
But dude, yeah, it was a very, very, it was like the lowest scoring Super Bowl
in history. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so
by the time there was
the
offense, by the time there was offense, it was really exciting for Hagen.
Yeah,
so
like
we got
one
to
play.
See,
yeah,
yeah, but it was like, you know, again, for a guy used to watching football, which is like in Europe, it's called soccer. Right? We call it soccer. It was a big deal. So for me, it was a different experience than you, and I'm glad that I was able to that.
Well.
That was fun. So sorry, it bummed you out, but I had fun. Anyway, that's over with. Let's put that behind us. So let's go back to the anti-vaccine.
Let's go back to health. Okay.
Yeah. This is a story out of Salon.com. They're a far left leaning, if I don't even have to say anything more. But anyway, the headline reads this: teens with anti-vax parents seek out Reddit's help to get secretly vaccinated. Like, what is this?
Huh?
What is this? I'm already suspicious about this article. About Reddit and everything
just
else.
On the surface, surface, listen, the struggle is not people trying to figure out how to get vaccinated. You could walk down to the grocery store
exactly.
and get vaccinated. Where is this weird thing where it's like, I need to figure out some way to get into, like, you know, some underground tunnel to get to the secret place to be able to get a vaccine? What?
Yeah, it's not like the people who are ex-vaxxers that they call anti-vaxxers are now in control of government and saying, you can't, you have to find a deep, dark, secret place to get vaccinated. It's like, yeah, you're right, go to the drugstore. But
interesting.
So this... it's a Reddit community, subculture topic, everything, and it's anti-vaccine movement. So more parents are finding, you know, exempting their kids, like I did, right? It's like, yeah, no, you ain't getting near my kid with those things. So they say Laura C., an 18-year-old from Colorado, who has posted on Reddit about her situation, told Salon over email that she had not been vaccinated since she was 2. She said her mom calls herself an anti-vaxxer. Okay.
Wow.
So
I wonder why. Now, why would her mom not vaccinate her child? Is it because
let's
her
find
mom
out.
Has extreme grief? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you know, we're going to find out right now, because the quote from this Laura C., who's now 18, she says, I haven't had my boosters. My mom always talked about how I was too special for shots. I thought, what? Too special for your shots? I mean, you're really talking to a very young child to call her too special. Because at a certain point as a teenager, you go, come on, man, get over it. What do you mean? What do you really mean? Okay? So she's remembering back when she was a kid.
I'll bet you what happened was this mom got on Google and Jenny McCarthy told her not to vaccinate her kids. That's the reason why she didn't do it, right?
No. Apparently, self-admittedly, this 18-year-old says that her mom told her she was too special for shots because of her autism. So this 18-year-old is apparently diagnosed into the autism spectrum. And adding that she stopped with the first MMR, which is, by the way, one of the biggest triggers into the autism spectrum that parents are reporting.
So the mom got her daughter vaccinated with the MMR, then the daughter got autism, and the mom decided not to vaccinate after that because she's mean. No, she decided not to vaccinate because her daughter got autism after getting the MMR.
Well, and I could see, and I question that you're special, you're too special. It's like, really? But that's a language when you're that young, you would say that if you wanted to know. Now, I don't know why a kid would want to know, I'm not getting the shots anymore, unless everybody around them is, and they were there going, I can't. But obviously that made a big emotional impact on this little girl who's now 18, according to this article. And so she's trying to figure out, you know, I'm like, you're 18, what special thing do you need to do? I mean, in California, I think at 12, you can probably get an HPV shot without telling your parents. I mean, heck, they supposedly can sell their bodies for sex, apparently, and not get in trouble. I'm telling you, California is deranged and Looney Tune, and that's an understatement. So now that the WHO has named vaccine hesitancy as one of the top threats to public health, this is the kind of garbage that is passing as news. They're desperately trying to go, what else can we do here? Laura said she didn't want her full name to be published, but she said
this part is great right here. This part, I saw this and I was like, what?
Yeah, this gets even weirder. She said, she wanted to be left out. I'm serious. This is Laura, who did not want her full name to be published, said she felt left out when she read other students' transcripts for school and that she still needs a variety of shots before she can attend college. So now she's like, I better catch up. So, Super Don, I know you think that she's reading their medical records. I don't think that's what she means. I think she's like...
Well, listen, it's been a long time since I've seen a transcript, okay? Right. Admittedly, okay? So maybe it's different now than it used to be. It used to be a transcript was just your grades. It was
correct.
Your classes, right?
Yeah. How would she be reading the medical histories of all these people who are vaccinated? She's like, I'm so jealous they got their vaccines, I didn't. No, if she's... I mean, really, this is how they... This is why I think this is made up. Who, you know, can I see your can I see your college transcripts? Oh, I'm so jealous. Ooh, can I see yours?
Look at all the vaccines you got.
No, or just look at the grades or what. You're like, and now you go, they won't let me in without a vaccination. Yeah. This is like almost astroturfing. It's just so phony that they're doing this. Now,
you know, I think you're right, because the way that this is written, right? I mean, it starts off with the story about Laura C.
Yeah, there's another
mean
one.
Mean mother didn't vaccinate her. The mom was trying to protect you.
Yeah.
She was worried about you. You got freaking autism after getting the MMR, you know?
So they're trying to elicit, it's enough teenage rebellion out there without this. Now you got to run out and get shots against the will of your parents. And, of course, there'll be doctors willing to do it secretly.
I mean, you want a vaccine so bad, you got to go on Reddit and ask people how you can secretly get a vaccine because your mom won't let you have one.
And by the way, at 18, she can get one without her parents' permission at this point. So secret?
You could walk down to the drugstore.
Mm-hmm.
To Walmart.
And if this is a for real story, I don't want to hear about the tragedy that ensues after she gets caught up with all her booster shots, right? It's going to be if she already had autism earlier on. Now, a 23-year-old in Canada who also requested to remain anonymous told Salon via email, apparently, that she never got vaccines either. She said, I was a home birth and my mom took me to a homeopathic and naturopathic doctors who she knew. Now, this girl is 23. She says, I found out I wasn't vaccinated when it was time to get our shots at school. They sent us home forms for our parents to fill out, and my mom said that I had an exception and told me not to get any shots. And so at the age of 13, she's claiming she started scouring the internet how to find to get vaccinated herself, right? A 13-year-old, she's 23 now, that's 10 years ago, all right, so that's 2009. Again, I'm questioning this. A 13-year-old is going to go online, how can I get vaccinated, and my parents, really? This is what a 13-year-old is thinking? I just have real suspicions about the propaganda that this is not a legitimate series of stories here, or they're tweaking it to make it sound, maybe there's some basis of truth in some of this.
Did you see the second part of that that paragraph? This 23-year-old said, I had also never been allowed to take antibiotics, and at the time I had strep throat, so I looked those up on Wikipedia as well. So poor kid.
Right. Listen, if your parents know what to do to navigate a world without antibiotics like I do, right, and my wife does, that you should be thanking your parents.
Dude, this is a very creatively constructed hit piece, I think.
Yeah.
I got to say.
And then, the finale. I asked for everything when I went to the sexual health clinic. They said, they'll give me anything. And I asked for everything I could get. They were giving me booster appointment cards. And since then, I've gotten all my boosters, and I get a yearly flu shot. I do wish my parents had got me vaccinated. Really? How? You lived. You lived through childhood. And you're now going, I wish I would have gotten vaccinated. What was the problem with you not? Vaccine deficiency disease doesn't exist. Idiots, they do exist.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, this segment brought to you by Plus CBD Oil from our friends at CB Sciences. PlusCBDOil.com. You can get it online if you want directly. Enter the code RSB15 when you check out, and you will get 15% off of your order, or find it at local health food stores. I saw it at one of my local health food stores today. Always happy to see that. And, of course, our friends at Better Way Health, modulating immunity, one bit of beta-glucan at a time, right? BetterWayHealth.com/radio for your best deals on beta-glucan, including beta-kids. That's right, kids. You can chew up your beta-glucan in a gummy. And keep modulating your immune system, keeping it strong. So glad for them as well. We are live on GCN 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio, and YouTube. And GCN has the archives available first, and then everybody else after that.
You know, right, speaking of archives, yeah. Real quick, yeah. We got, and let me just open this up real quick here. We got a comment the other day.
Oh, we did. Wait, hold on.
ScottBell.com.
Yep. That means it's time for this.
You know you make me wanna kick my heels up and down, throw my hands up and down.
Woohoo! All right, Super Don, give that shout out.
Yes. All right, well, I just want to say that if you ever have any questions or comments, you can always go over to robertscottbill.com, click on the contact tab, and you can leave us a note. And Greg did that, and I won't read the whole thing because it's a very long comment, but I just want to say that he went into a lot of detail explaining that he was having some difficulty with trying to match up the radio show with the show notes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, listen, I'll admit, you know, being a radio guy, yeah. You know, I think a lot in radio terms, and, you know, it's like we get on here, we put show notes out there, and then we do our radio show. And then, you know, if you want to listen to the radio show, you can mm-hmm. go over here. Mm-hmm. But there are some people that want to be able to combine the radio show with the show notes, kind of follow along and have kind of a one-stop shop situation. So, what if you go and you take a look at the last several shows, what we're going to start doing is when the show ends, we're going to post and embed the YouTube video of the show in the show notes. So you can actually go to the show notes, you can press play, and then you can at the same time kind of scroll down and take a look at the articles that we're talking about as we're talking about them. So I want to thank Greg for kind of bringing that to our attention, because we're not perfect and we don't always think of these things. And listen, we do this show for you. So if there's something we can do for you to make this show better, we want to know about it.
Details, details. That was great, Greg. I appreciate that. It very well thought out. And again, we don't think in terms of podcasting, because I've been in radio for 20 years now, and so we are slow to catch up on what people are into and how they like to do it. So thank you, Super Don. Now going to be putting embedding the YouTubes there. We've always had links to archives, and we have links to the SoundCloud archives as well. But for now, we now also have embedded YouTube. So that's great. All right. Nearly half of Americans struggle to read their own handwriting, survey finds. I'm one of them sometimes.
And so am I.
I look at my writing every day on the show clock. I'm holding it up for everybody to see. It's chicken scratch. And wife will go through this, and she'll enter into the database all of our guests, so we keep up on that. And she'll
say, "Does she ever ask you, what is this?"
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And I
can't read this.
And I come and look at it, and I go, I can't read it either, honey. It's my handwriting. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know what? Listen, there was a survey done of 2,000 adults, and there may have been some bias here because the study was commissioned by the makers of the Bic pen. So, you know, say what you will, you know, about things. But they found that not only do 45% of people struggle to figure out their own scribblings, but their poor handwriting skills has led to 2 instances of miscommunication at work with colleagues. So it's like, listen, I don't have perfect handwriting. I'll admit, I don't. I never have. In fact, I write everything in capital letters. If that tells you anything, I don't even do like lowercase.
It's easier to read. It's easier to read, I admit.
Yeah, whatever like that.
We're out of practice.
But apparently I'm not the only one. Although I will say I can read my own handwriting. I've never had a problem of not reading my own handwriting. So if you can't read your own handwriting, yeah, dude.
Well, particularly remember when I broke the bone in my hand. That was rough because I was writing with my left hand.
Well, that's different. Yeah. That's a broken hand.
All right.
But
I had a legitimate excuse then. All right. Well, and how does it explain for doctors? You know, we've talked about the prescriptions being misread. That can be deadly.
Yep.
So be careful. To be clear, ask questions before you leap based on chicken scratch writing. All right, folks, we got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It is advanced medicine time. We're going to get Dr. Bitar on the line. We'll talk about the advanced medicine conference coming up in Los Angeles, Memorial Day weekend, Pasadena to be specific. I want to get y'all, all of my friends out there to go and sign up now because there's a discount code. We've got it linked up in the show notes. Check it out. Why? Because the power to heal is yours, of course.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.